yesterday we were discussing differences between cases of takala that and bor and eish. We pointed out that the Gemara of Testament Beis, the chiddush of the Belos and Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, two places where us saw kasuv of kiilu b'shusa. Chametz to Pesach in the case of bor b'shusa rabin. The both of Sochayandli was bothered why it is that this case is mentioned. Why is it that we don't mention the case of eish? And the Balei Tosfos called a fundamental difference when it comes to the case of bor. The chiyuv mishum takala is the Torah's bailin, as the pasuk says that bal habor yishalim. When it comes to the case of Eish, the pasuk says shalom yishalim hamavres habeira. Therefore, the Tosfos explains when it comes to Eish, there's no need to formulate the principle of lasakas of kilu b'shusa. You don't require a classic din bailin when it comes to the takala of Eish. Mashenkin, when it comes to the case of bor, there your chayev midin bailin bal habor yishalim, and that was what troubled Rabbi Yishmael. How can that be? Bor, by its very essence, is considered to be a davar shinu b'shusa, and therefore the chiddush of asa kasav kilu b'shusa. This fits in very well with the lashon haGemara daf and testament days that the pasuk tells us al iske psicha al iske kriya ba'alo. That's the chiddush of kiyiftach yishbor bechiyichre yishbor lo yechesena. How is it that there is an attachment to this bor? How is it that you have a din bailim? And there is of iske psicha and iske kriya. It is not that you're chayiv mishum maisa hezek, but rather you're chayiv midin bailim. And you saw the cases in the Rambam in Perek Yudbeis of iske namon. This could apply even to cases where you have a din bailim when there is no kriya upsicha. For example, the cases of chafar behemto or lokach, a case of matana, the Gon Sais Yerushalmi, even through Yerusha, it's possible to posit the din bailim even a person who did not directly participate in the Maisa Hezek Gebon. And we pointed out a couple pieces in Birch HaShmuel where this can be demonstrated by a fundamental difference between cases of Bor versus Eish. The Tosfos in our Sugya writes that we apply the principle of Kimnei Derabbani when it comes to the case of Eish, even if the Chiyuv Misa is because of Eish Mishum Chitzav and the Chiyuv Mamon is because of Eish Mishum Amono. Tosus mentions the case, what happens at the time of the initial hadlaka was Eishim Mishum Chitzav, and subsequently Kolo Chitzav. In such a case, the Gemara says will apply the principle of Kim Levi Derabimine. And the same certainly is true according to Reish Lakish. If Eishim Mishum Amono, how can you envision the case of Kim Levi Derabimine? The Gemara says Eitzis V'gufo Shel Eved. So it starts out as a Maisa Ritzicha, and then subsequently it is only Eishim Mishum Mamono. Maybe one could have argued that since the chiyuv tashlumin is so different, one which is b'torah eishem yishem chitzav or etzicha mamish, and the other is only eishem yishem amono, maybe to that you would not apply kimnei derabbanei. But Tosfos says you do. Since after all in both cases it's ayidei maisa echad ba'akol, in such an instance one would apply kimnei derabbanei. So the Birch HaShmuel points out, and that was the arichus Rabbi Kiveger, that when it comes to Kimnei Derabbanei, after all, we don't require that it must be at the time of the particular Maisa HaMechayiv, but even if this is a condition, even if this is a tnai in terms of generating the chiyuv, that A is necessary for B, so therefore you can have Kimnei Derabbanei at any stage, either at B, where the chiyuv tashlumin is triggered, or even at stage A, where it's simply to be a case of tnai, the cases of hagva and nisuch, or cases of tchilas bia and sof bia. Why exactly is that true? Because Rabbi Kveger writes that kimnei derabbanei means that that act, whatever that is, whether that's the point of chiyuv, or whether it's a simple tnai, a condition of chiyuv, no longer relates to you if you assume kimnei derabbanei. And therefore, if we'll argue that that tchilas bia no longer related to that illicit bia, to be chayim tashlumin, in that instance, you'll apply a kimnei derabbanei, and there is no chiyuv. Or, for example, if what is mafkia v'chiyuv hashava is dependent on that which is done v'isr, a kimnei derabbanei, in such a case, that is considered to be sufficient as well. Because once you invoke that principle of kimnei derabbanei, it's not just simply an issue whether there is a chiyuv tashlumin, whether there is not. The question is the more basic one, Rabbi Kveger writes, whether that act will in fact relate to you. Well, if that is true, so irrespective of the lamdas, whether one assumes eishem yishem chitzav, eishem yishem amona, whether it began as a hadlaka which is ritzicha, and it only develops later into kolo chitzav, that which is mamon, if kimnei derabbanei will mean that that act no longer relates to that individual, So therefore, how is he called Hamatirisa Ve'era? And therefore you will not have a chiyuv under those conditions, even though in Lamdus there's a clear difference between the one who sets the fire initially, which is chitza v'ratzicha mamish, and subsequently develops into a chiyuv of mama. But the Bracha Shmuel continues in Rice, this certainly will not apply when it comes to a case of shor. It wouldn't come to a case of bor, because the fact that you acquired a shor, that is not considered to be part of Maisa Hezek. Obviously, if you're not the Baal HaShor, there's no basis that you should be Chayiv B'Tashlumin. But that doesn't mean that the Kniyas HaShor technically is considered to be a T'nai in terms of the Chiyuv Mamon. And therefore, you would never apply a principle of Kimeder Abineh. And the same thing applies when it comes to a case of Bor. The fact that you are considered to be the Baal HaBor, because Yara HaShor, a case of Matana, or Iske Kriri, Sei Psicha, in that instance, that is true, you wouldn't apply a Kimlei Derabbanei that would exempt you from a subsequent Chiyu Tashmum. And that all points to the Chashmur Ayas, to apparently this fundamental difference, whether the Chiyu is the Torah Maisa Hezek, or whether you're considered to be the Baal HaChefetz, whether you're considered to be the Baal HaBor. And the difference in terms of simply cases of Shnayim Shasuhu. What happens if you have a boar that was created al yedei shnei shutfim? What happens if you have an eish that was generated al yedei shnayim? So here, the Bracha Shmuel as well quotes in the earlier Simon and Simon Yud that apparently there's a clear difference. The Mishnah and the Nun Aleph describes the case of a boar of shnei shutfim. There's no difficulty. One person can be a balabor, many people can be a balabor. In such a case, one could have a multiple chiyuv. But the Gemara's Bather and Dasamach, what would happen when it comes to an age? It's a case of Liva of a Liv Saharuach. All of a sudden the Gemara says, oh wait, maybe that's considered to be a Grama. And Tosfos writes, whatever is true of Liva of Liv Saharuach should be true of Shnei Bnei Adam, Shehi Viu Eitzim. Why don't you just simply assume that they are Shutzim in the Eish, and therefore whatever Chiyu that would result is equally shared? So again, the Bracha Shmuel in Simeon's base points out, apparently that's the fundamental difference. If you're talking about a din bailim, so of course you can have shutvin. And therefore, you will split whatever chiyu could result. If you're dealing with who is the mavir, and you cannot argue it is this person or that individual because libov libsaruach or dan al yedei shnayim, in such a case, that the Gemara says is considered to be a grama. There is no single individual who is responsible for the Maisa Hezek. And that distinction as well apparently is predicated on this difference. So that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yishmael, the Shnei Dram Eno B'Shusso Shalodam, that here you have a Bor B'Shusso Rabbim, where there really is no Din Bailim B'Taras Dinim Amanos, but the Chiddush of Asko HaKasav Kilu B'Shusso. And as we've often discussed, the equation, the Chametz HaPesach, or Isurei Hanah, at least is Eno B'Shusso, perhaps even more than that is Ramban writes, it's Eno Shalo, but the Gemara says it's still Asko HaKasav Kilu B'Shusso. But a fundamental difference when it comes to cases of Bor versus Eish. The Gemara Daf Chaf Beis, as we began discussing regarding Kimlei Derabineh, points out the following Chiddush, that one would apply the principle of Kimlei Derabineh even if we're talking about the case of Eved Dechad Uvdi Dechad. After all, the Gemara says, if the Brice is addressing the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, we understand the Chiddush of the Brice, right? And that is the willingness to exempt the chiyuv mamon, poshav shav the gemara kimei derabineh, that one is chayiv misa for the maaser ritzicha of the eved, and therefore he is exempt from the chiyuv mamon. But what do you do according to the view of Reish Lakish? As Reish Lakish, after all, that eish mishem amono, there's no chiyuv misa. How can you argue kimei derabineh? So the gemara says we're talking about a case of heitzit pagufo shel eved. The gemara is very bothered. So for that you need a brisa. If a person literally kills someone, he's exempt from a chiyuv mamon? Isn't it obvious that that's the case? If this did not happen in such a direct way, but rather with eishim mishum chitzav, that's a very great finish. That eishim mishum chitzav in some shape or form can posit a chiyuv, the Torah Tzrotzeah. He pointed out that that's the chiddush, and even the Ran, in Sanhedrin, that Ayin Zayin Tisva denies that that is true. We'll have to see how he learns the Gemara. But that's a great Kiddush. But if you assume literally hates the gufo shleved, that's a simple act of Ratzicha. So you need this Braisa to tell us that a Rotzeach is potem in a Tashlumin, isn't that obvious?
The Gemara says, no, there must be a Chiddush in Braisa. And that is, we're talking about a case of an Eved, we're talking about a case of a Gedid. These are owned by different individuals. We're not talking about a person who commits a Maaseh Ratzicha and he's potter to pay for the clothes of the Nirtzah. That's obvious. We're talking about a case of Eved Bechad or Di Bechad, and the Chiddush is that even under such conditions we assume Kimlei V'Derabnei. So our Tosus is bothered, the Ramasa of the Gedid, that this seems to be against the Gemara and Sanhedrin and Daf Yud in the sugya of Motzi Shemra. The Gemara gives us various stages of a case of Motzi Shemra. This is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yose. Let's assume the case begins as it normally would, that Hevi Habal Edim Shizinsa. The whole case gets off the ground where a Baal comes forth with a Taina Motzi Shemra. This is an Eshes Shizinsa, and he brings Edim to go in to support his case. If indeed the Edom are telling the truth, so therefore the Gemara assumes that that means there is a twofold chiyu. On the one hand, it means an Eishes in Shizinsha, and therefore this is an Isser Misa, she is Chayev as Misa, and furthermore, this was a case of a Ksuva of a Besuva. Well, obviously that is not the case if we're dealing with the Taina of Motzi Shemra. So there is a major Taina of Eishes in Shizinsha, the chiyu Misa, and there is a corollary to that, a minor Taina, and that is the Hefset Tzuva, even if for whatever reason it could be explained why in fact she was not an Eshes Eshes Insa. But nonetheless, right, she was not a Besuva. All of a sudden now, Hevi Ha'av Edim Hizimum Eidei Habal. So, the father comes, and he's mazim the Eidei Habal. As a result of doing so, those Eidei Ha'av are also attempting to enforce a dual chiyuv. Number one is that there is a chiyuv misa on the Eidei Habal. The Eidei Habal were attempting to have her killed, and it turns out that they are zomim, so Kasha Zaman would dictate then that the Eidei Habal are killed. And furthermore, in this case, everyone agrees that there's a chiyuv tashlumin. The Baal is obligated to pay, right, Meir Kesef. After all, his Eidim were disproven. That's the fundamental machlokas you're showing him in that sugya, in the test and Dafyut. When is it that the Baal is obligated to pay Meir Kesef? If he simply fails to prove his case, he came forward with a taina, Motzi Shemra. Is he obligated to pay Meir Kesef if he simply fails to prove the case? Or is it only in a case of Hazama? That, for example, is the Shita of the Ramban. Only in cases of Hazama, this extreme case. It's not that the Baal failed to prove. The Eidei Habal were lying to their teeth. In such a case, you pay Meir Kesef. But let's assume it was a case of Hafasha, for example. The Eidei Habal say yes, and the Baal stands by his Eidim, and the Eidei Ha'av say no. In such a case, perhaps there is no Chiyuv of Meir Kesef in that instance. But in the extreme case, the Gemara gives one of Hazama, so in such an instance now, there certainly is a dual Chiyuv. The Misa Eidei Habal and the Chiyuv on the Baal to pay Meir Kesef. So what happens in those particular cases? The Gemara tells us that the Eidei Habal Neherogin, the Eidei Habal certainly are killed because of Kasha Zaman, the attempt to have the Isha killed. However, the Ein Meshamim, the Eidei Habal do not have to make payment. Even though there was an attempt at Hefsid Mamon of the Isha as well, that is ignored. Eidei Habal Neherogin, and that is it. Why is that true? Well, very simply, they're Messiah ben Afsho, they're killed. So therefore, only im lo yasan anash yanesh, in that case, certainly they're considered to be potters. That's simply the case. Where the Eidei Habal and the Herogin ve'ein mishamim mamon, there you apply that principle of, right, they kimlei v'derabim in a good. All of a sudden, the Gemara says, what happens if the case continues? Chazar ve'hevi habal eidei v'izimu me'eidei ha'av. Like the Baal's furious, what, his Edom are disproven. He knows that the Eidei Ha'av are lying. And he's able to secure Edom that the Eidei Ha'av are the ones who are the zonim. Very manoheisim. The Eidei Ha'av were intending to have the Eidei Ha'av killed and to obligate the Baal to pay Meir Kesef. So what now is their onish of Kasher Zaman? Here the Gemara says a very great Kiddush. The Eidei Ha'av Neherogin and Meshalmim Mamon. They're killed, but they also must pay the Meir Kesef. Why is that true? That's where the Gemara states that Mamon was there. The Chiyuv Mamon was directed toward the Baal. They wanted to obligate him Meir Kesef. And Misa was there. The Chiyuv Misa is directed toward someone else entirely. Not through the Baal, but through the Eidei Ha'av. So therefore, isn't it clear in the Gemara that if it's Misa in Mamon Lachad, both Chiyuvim were directed toward the Isha, an attempt to have her killed and to be Mafsid Tzuvasa, in such a case, only then you apply Kimnei Rabinei. But if it's a case of Mamon Lazeh to the Baal and Misa Lazeh to the Eidei HaBaal, even though it was all the result of the same Taina, then we assume that you are Chayim. So that is the difficulty. That is Tosfos' discussion. How does that relate to our sugya, where our Gemara says black and white? That Eved Dechad, Uvdi Dechad, of course you'll still assume the case of Kimlei B'Derabbanim. So Tosfos puts forth, right, Tutur. Tosfos quotes the Shita of Rabbi Natam that tells us the following. That the primary Gemara, the rule, is our sugya in Baba Kama. In principle, we assume that if it is Misa Lazeh and Mama Lazeh, you are Pasuk. It makes no difference. Whether it's directed toward one person, directed toward two people, we assume the principle of Kimnei D'Rabinei as Pashup Shat of our Gemara. The exception is that complicated case in Sanhedrin. Because here you're dealing with onshin that are a function of Adam's omen. And there the Pasuk says the onesh is Kasher Zama Masos Lachiv. So if you're going to tell me that part yes and part no, that already is not considered to be the fulfillment of Kasher Zama. So if you're dealing with Onshin generally, of course we assume Kimnei Rabinei. But here, where the Pasuk says you have to give them the Onesh they were attempting to enforce, well, they were enforcing a dual Onesh, in such a case, they received a dual Onesh. So therefore, Rabbi Natan writes, "Ve'inen shetizkayim hazama klape kol echad." Right, for each one of them, it is necessary that kasha zama be carried out. After all, as the pasuk says, "Kasha zama ma'asos la'achim." The difficulty with Rabbi Natan just simply is the following: this requires further biur. If you'll take this to the extreme and argue that the pasuk of kasha zama insists that whatever onesh they intended to enforce, that is what they receive? Yeah, but then you have the difficulty with the first case. No? After all, in the first case of Hazama, where they were attempting to go ahead and have the woman killed and be mafsid her ksuvasa, hei di haval edim shizinsa, and then hei di ha'av mizimu. So there we do in fact say that Misa, and that's it, you're exempt from the chi of Mamon. So you can't take this Rabbi Natan to the extreme and argue that the pasuk of Kasher Zama requires that any onesh that you attempted to enforce, that is what must be meted out by Beis Din. That certainly is not true. You have to distinguish that when do we assume that that is true, that Hazama requires, that it is klapei kol echad, that is in a case of Misa Lazeh and Mamon Lazeh. If you have two different chiyuvim, one toward A, one toward B, then we assume that if you were to give one and not give the other, that would not be in consonance with Kasha Zama. But if they're both directed toward the same individual, Misa to the Isha, Hefsiksuva to the Isha, in such a case, that is considered to be Kasha Zama. After all, that's exactly what Rabbi Natan writes. Binan Shetiskaim Hazama Klape Kol Echad. That's Rabbi Natan formulates it in that way. There has to be a kiyum of kasha zama toward each individual. After all, the pasuk says kasha zama lasos la'achiv. The pasuk singles out the victim. Each victim has to somehow be compensated through the kasha zama. So when you're dealing with the first stage, where it's both directed toward the isha, one onesh is sufficient. Misa nat mamon. When you're dealing with the second stage, where it's the baal and eidei habaal, the lasos la'achiv requires that each onesh is meted out individually. The question is, why in fact should that make a difference? Shetiskayim hazama klapei kol echad. Why is it that we assume when it comes to one individual that is not considered to be a chisaron of kasha zama? Mashem came when it comes to two individuals, then we assume that that is the case. So perhaps the answer can be based on what we discussed earlier, right? That chiddush of the ksos, in Simen Chafet, Tifkatan Aleph, regarding issues of Kimnei D'Rabinei in cases of Tfisa. That ksos, as you know, we discussed at the beginning of the year, quotes the Tshuva Sariva, found in Shin Tzadi Beis, that in cases where one finds that there is a ptur in terms of bezin, that there is a chiyuv matzei sidei shamayim, the Rivash writes that tfisa does not work. If tapas, mafkinamim. The Rivash writes that if there's a chiyuv latte sir shemaim, it's true, the person should come forward with payment, but if he does not do so, tfisa does not work. And if you look in Mishnah Melech, al pasmalta v'loche, perachav aleph aloha aleph, the Mishnah Melech of Dibramasko v'hinei, points out that Rashi seems to disagree. Because the Rashi we discussed many, many times, the sugya of Metziah and of Sari Aleph, of Esther Nasr Torah, Fibu Ba'al Imo, Rashi writes, when you have a case of Kimei Derabine, it's true that you're Potter Min Hamamon, but that is only as far as Bezdin is concerned. But there is a Chiyuv Lotzei Sidei Shamayim, and then Kiddush number two, Tfisa works. Tfisa works when the Chiyuv is simply a Chiyuv Lotzei Sidei Shamayim. And that's how Rashi explains the sugi that we had of Esben Ostra Torah Afila Ba'ima, because since there's a Chiyuv Lotzei Sidei Shamayim, and Tfisa would in fact work, so therefore when the money enters the Rishus, it's not called Dmei Matana, it's called Dmei Znus, Dmei Esnan, and therefore, right, it is limited to the restrictions of Esnan Zona. So that's what the Mishnah Melech just points out. That Rashi writes explicitly that Tfisa works when you deal with the Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shamayim, and the Rivash writes that it does not. So if you look in Marshal and Yom Shel Shlomo, found in Bava Kamma Perek Vav, Siman Vav, the Marshal distinguishes between these two cases and writes that there is no machlokes between the Rivash and Rashi. That Latzei Sidei Shamayim has many different possibilities, many different manifestations. When it comes to the classic cases, Bava Kamma Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, where there's a chiyuv which is just bidei shamayim, what does that mean? In those cases, the ma'aseh hezek was incomplete. It was insufficient to generate or to trigger any chiyuv mamon. Cases, for example, of grama, sochar edei sheker, yoda ilus chaver ve'lo me'ilo. In those cases, when you're dealing with grama, there's no chiyuv tashlum in nikar hadin. So in such a case, that's what the Rivash is discussing, where the Rivash writes that tfisa would not work. Mashen kein, when it comes to cases of kimle deramine, each one independently, of course, would generate the chiyuv. It's not that the avera was incomplete in any shape or form. However, right, based on pasuk or bishachas lo yasam, in those instances, Bezin will not enforce a dual onesh. There, in principle, if the chiyuv exists, latzei sidei shamayim, it's just an issue of gvia. So in such an instance, that's where Rashi points out that tfisa in fact would work. So there's no reason to assume Rivash would disagree with Rashi's kimei d'rabbanei, or no reason to assume that Rashi would argue that tfisa works in cases where the chiyuv me'ikar hadin is one which is only latzei sidei shamayim. Then the Marshal goes a step further and points to a further distinction, and this perhaps is relevant for our issue. One could envision even within Kimei Derabine two different possibilities. One is the Avdinan Behachumra, and the other is Lo Avdinan Behachumra. Avdinan Behachumra means the following, where the Onesh HaChamur is carried out. The person is a rotzeach and he's killed for the ma'aser ratzicha. And then there's another case where that's not true. A person was mechalel Shabbos, a person committed an act of ratzicha, and the onesh hachamur was never enforced. Let's assume it's not hazeh, or shelo b'hasra, or a case of shogeg, even chavi miso shogeg in p'turim min hatashlumin. Even that is sufficient to exempt. So the Marshal writes the further chiddush. When you're dealing with the first instance where the onesh hachamur is carried out, then of course tfisa does not work. Then there isn't even a chiyuv latzei sidei shamayim. When do we assume the possibility, as Rashi writes, that there's a chiyuv latzei sidei shamayim and tfisa could work? That's if in principle you violated, but the onesh was never carried out. Esnasotah filavolimo. We're not putting the person dead for the Isra of Arayos? In such a case, that we assume that there is a case of Tfisa. That's the Chiddush of the Marshal. In Groma, Tfisa never works. In Kimnei Rabbeinu, sometimes yes, sometimes no. It depends whether Avdina Be'Hachumer or whether, in fact, it does not. Apparently, the lumdus of the Marshal is the following. When you're dealing with the case where the onesh hachomer was never enforced, so in such a case there, right, the avera hachamur is poteret, the avera hachal, that is true when it comes to dini bezdin. But in principle, the chiyuv exists. There's the chiyuv lotzei shirei shamayim. The Marshal maintains that is not true when you're dealing with the case of a person who's killed for reticha, and he also ripped the shirt of the nirzeh. In that particular case, the fact that he is killed, there we assume ki ilu nana, that yesh bichlal masayim ana. The fact that he received the onesh hachamur, that's not just technically speaking, in terms of bezdin, in terms of tzvusei gniya. There, Pashup Shat, the Marshal is assuming when abdina l'chumra, it's ki ilu nana shbonesh hakaro. Not that the rotzeach is getting off, the rotzeach is killed. If he's put to death, so therefore there's no chiyuv when it comes to the value of the shirt. And therefore, tfisa does not work, and Marshal goes a step further and maintains under such conditions, there isn't even a chiyuv lasei shidei shamayim. So even when you're dealing with cases of kimnei derabbanei, sometimes the mis is poteret, sometimes, perhaps it is more than that, of ki'ilu shilem hakol, ki'ilu nenash, of yesh b'chlam asayimana. That's the Chiddush of the Marshal. Perhaps one could extend this to apply to the case of Rabbi Yatam. Still, the Marshal don't discuss our issue at all. But perhaps by extension, one could argue that that is true. Even though we're willing to assume kimnei derabbanei in all cases, but there is a fundamental difference between a kimnei derabbanei where it is Misa on Mamon Nechad as opposed to Misa Lezeh in Mamon Lezeh. Maybe one could argue that very distinction. If you're talking about a case of Misa on Mamon Nechad, that's comparable to the case of Avidna Luchumah. Ki ilu shilim hako, ki ilu nenash. They attempted to go ahead and to punish this woman, and therefore they're being killed for that. The fact that there was also a very, very secondary nafkamina of hefsek suva, that's covered. That's not halach in Tvias Bezdin. If the misa and mamon are directed toward a single person, in such an instance, then we assume that that's a hafka. Ki ilu nenash, yesh b'chlam asayimana. That's already satisfied. That's taken care of. If, however, it's Misa Lezeh and Mamon Lezeh, so the fact that this person is being punished for what he did to him, what does that have to do with what he did to me? That, you'll argue, no, it's true. Right? That's a halach in terms of the Bezdin, that Bezdin is not going to go ahead and force a dual onesh. But in principle, the fact that you're being punished for what you did to him does not satisfy the second onesh. So the fact that these eider are being killed because they attempted to be mazan eider habal, yeah, but how does that satisfy the fact that these eider were attempting to mechayev the baal mei kesef? As far as the isha, the eider are being killed for their accusation of the isha. So the fact that there was a further accusation that she was a bu'ul and unentitled to the ksuva, so that is considered to be satisfied. So perhaps then, in our sugya, if we were only to give one and not the other, is that considered to be a breach, a chisaron of kasha zaman? So that's the chiddush that Rabbi Natan maintains. That if you were to assume it's all klap echad, and the onus is carried out vis-a-vis that individual, that is called kasha zaman, not zaslachim. They were attempting to punish an innocent person and they are being punished for that. But if you're dealing with Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh, and the halacha would be it's only going to address one and not the other, that's what Rabbi Nitzan says, that is not called kasher zama matos la'achir, and therefore in a case of misla zeh mama lezeh, you are chayiv when it comes to onshinav kasher zama. So shubshat that that's the kiddush, a biur of Rabbi Nitzan, not just simply a posuk, that the posuk says matos la'achir, so as long as it was done toward him, that's sufficient, even if it's one of the two onshin. So perhaps that model of the Marshal in two aspects of Kamina Rabbani, that can relate to whether it's Misa Mama Lachad, or whether it's a case of Misa Lezeh and Mama Lezeh. That's the teretz of Rabbi Yitzchak. Then Tosus points to a further teretz, where Tosus writes the opposite. In principle, the Iker Sugi is that in Sanhedrin. And that is that if it's Misa Lezeh and Mama Lezeh, you are chayim. You do not supply kemid rabbanim. Hazam is the rule. Hazam is not the exception because of kasha zama. So what do you do with our gemara? In the case of eved and gdi, our gemara is willing to apply kemid rabbanim. So here, Tosus invokes the halacha of rodei. Is it really true that it is misa lezeh and mamon lezeh? The chi of Misa only relates to him, the chi of Mammon only relates to me, in such a case that's a problem. Of course not. The chi of Misa relates to Chol Adam, even to the Baal Hagdi, not only to the Eved. Why is that true? Because if a person is being pursued and someone is about to kill him, so Nita Mahatzila Benafsho. There is a mitzvah satzala, there's a din rodei. And that entitles the Baal Hagdi to kill this person. This person is going ahead and about to set a fire, and I know that there's an Eved which is tied down, he's locked in. So in such a case, Nitamat Tila Manavsho. So in London, so cites a very great Chiddush, the Chi of Misa relates to the Baal HaMamon. That's not irrelevant. In other words, all of those cases are Misa U'Mamon Lachad. Midin Rodei, very great Chiddush. You can't say that in Edom Zomin. Because in Edom Zomin, we don't find Nita Mahatzila Benavsho. You have a case where people are going to Bezin to testify, and I know as a result of their testimony, Bezin will accept it, right? And they'll have this person killed, and I know they're lying. So what? So go to Bezin and prove that they're Edom Silvin, that they're Edom Sheker. You're not allowed to kill. Right, the Edom on their way, there's no halach of Nitna Tzila B'Nafsha, and therefore when it comes to the case of Edom Zomin, there the Onesh of Misham is only klape those individuals, not B'Chol HaOlam. That's a very great Kiddush of Tosus. Tosus invokes the Din Rodei in order to understand our sugya. Why the Gemara writes that here you can have the principle of Kinei Rabbi. We'll see for three different reasons why the sugya of Rodei, right, is relevant to our Gemara Daf Bei. Right, one is this exact point of Tosus, right, and that is Din Rodei is necessary to explain the details of Kimnei Derabine. Right. We'll have to discuss the Ran Shita, where this is a possibility, where the Ran maintains that Eish Mishum Chitzav does not generate a Chi of Misa. So, how does the Gemara invoke Kimnei Derabine? Right, we'll have to discuss that. It's interesting, if you look in the Gemara explicitly, the Gemara never says the words Kim later Rabbinah, no? When the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you're Potem in Hamamon, the Gemara never really uses the words of Kim later Rabbinah. There is a Chi of Mis in your Potem Hamamon. The Gemara just says Bishnam according to Rabbi Yochanan. But what do you do according to Reish Lakish? The Gemara says, according to Reish Lakish, Hacham Ayaskinan, right? Heitit Beguvo Shalevet, and Kim later Rabbinah. Of course, Kim Leder Avinah. Why did the Gemara have to choose Kim Leder Avinah? It says Pukupo Shalevet. According to Rabbi Yochanan, how do you have Kim Leder Avinah? Eishem Mishum Pizza. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, hey, it's Pukupo Shalevet. It's interesting. The Gemara only uses that phrase in justifying Reish Lakish, where Reish Lakish is talking about Ritzicha Mamish. No, you ignited the guy. That's Ritzicha. The Gemara never uses it in terms of Eishem Mishum Chitza. We'll have to see that this is a diuk in Brisker Rav that writes a very great Kiddush that the Gemara does not tell us explicitly. that Eish Mishum Chitzav is considered to be Chayim Misa B'Torah Rotzeah. All the Gemara says is that you're Potim in Hamamo. Yeah, we just assume when you read fast that you're Potim in Hamamo because of Kim Leder Avinei, but the Gemara never says that exactly. The Gemara only introduces that according to the view of Reish Lakish. That we'll have to discuss. If it's not because of Kim Leder Avinei, what in the world would the basis of the Torah be that that individual is Potim? We'll have to discuss that as well. But again, so one reason of Din Rodeh, right, is in order to understand our issue, the details of Kimei Rabinei. Maybe Din Rodeh is necessary to understand the Ran in Sanhedrin, the Chayim Zayin, who is explicit, who tells us that Eisha Misham Chitzav is not considered to be a Rotzeach. After all, when the Gemara Daf Chav Gimel, we saw yesterday, says, what's the difference between the two Shitas? The Gemara says, Ika Benayu, Dalet Varim. What do you mean, Ika Benayu, Dalet Varim? The Gemara should have said, Ika Benayu, right, Machiyu, Misa Betoras Rotzeach. And the Din Rodeh could also be relevant, we'll have to see in discussion of the Shita of the Rashba, where the Rashba is bothered by the following. But don't we always assume when it comes to cases of Kim Leder Abinei that the two Chiyuvim have to be Chal Bavas Achas? Both Chiyuvim must be Bavas Achas. The cases we saw earlier, now Akira Tzarech Hanacha, Karash Yirayim Bem Talichasa. The Gemara seems to take that so literally. Even though it's the result of a single Zrikas Hacheis, the fact that it's Korea Shirayim now, and only later is there a Chiyuv of Chilul Shabbos, that's not good enough. Right? Unless you come up with some type of vehicle, a device, huh? Akira Tzarech Hanacha. That's lahalacha, that's labeled as batachas. But without that, the fact that it was triggered by one act is not enough to say Kim Leder Avinei. And what do you do with our Gemara then? Our Gemara is talking about a case where a person goes ahead and what? He lights the field, and the field burn, and then it kills an eved. So how is all that considered to be batachas? No, after all, can't you envision the case where the field is burning, that's a chiyuv mammon, and at some point in time, right, the nephew will be killed, which is a maaser ismicha. And the Gemara is so comfortable in assuming that's called Kim Leder Avinei, that's the Rashba's kasha. And if the answer is because it was all ba'ayidei maaser echad, well, that should solve so many problems. What is the Gemara bothered by Akira Tzarech Hanacha for, and all such issues? Just simply say that one Zrika Sacheitz resulted in the Chilul Shabbos, resulted in the Chiyuv Tashlumin, and that is considered to be sufficient. So we'll have to see, but for our purpose now, a great Chiddush. The Tosfos writes that you have to invoke it in Rodeh, and therefore, in principle, Mislazeh, Mamalazeh is considered to be Chayim. But in practice, you're really not going to have cases that are that common of Mislazeh and Mamalazeh, because in Rodeh, that means it's all considered to be Misin Mamon L'chad, because the Baal HaMamon also relates to that Chiyuv Misin. That was interesting Chiyuv. We discussed this earlier. We were talking about the Sugya of Hargoi Neharagim, the Rambam Sheet in Perachap of HaFazedas, where the Rambam writes that the Halacha of Kasha Zon or Kasha Asa, right, only applies to Nefashos, it doesn't apply to Mamon, it doesn't apply to cases of Malkus. So we had several different biurim, right, why in fact that should be the case. But that's the Kiddush of Tosfos, that he didn't roll day, so therefore that relates to, right, each person individually. That Gemara in Sanhedrin that Tosfos deals with is clear that even if both Chiyuvim are a result of Kasha Zama, we still assume, right, Kim Leder Abinei, and therefore Neharagin the Ein, Misham and Mamon. The first tariff of Tosfos is simply distinguished. Rabbi Yutam, as long as it's Klapei Chad as opposed to Klapei Trei. But the fact that both Chiyuvim are being generated as a result of Kasha Zama, nonetheless we could still apply the issue of Kim Leder Avinei. That's the whole assumption of our Tosfos. And the difficulty is the following. That how does that fit with the Sugin Ksuvas and Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis? Because there, the Gemara discusses the following. The Mishnah tells us Makos Nafdalam and Alim that Me'idan Anu Asish Ploni Shechayiv Lechaveru Masayim Zuz. So two Eidim are made that Reuven, Shimon. and v'nimtzu zolamin. So Rabbi Meir says that in such a case, lo kinu mishalim. There's a chi of malchus, there's a chi of mamon. Why is that? How can there be a dual onesh? Rabbi Meir explains very simply that lo hashem amevin lidei malchus, amevin lidei tashlamin. They come from different directions, different tracks entirely. The chi of malchus is a result of eidu sheker, osana, the Gemara says, reyach ha'ed sheker. The chi of tashlamin, kasha zomam. So Rabbi Meir says there's no problem. What exactly does that mean? That lo hashem hamevin lidei malchus, mevin lidei tashlamin. So Rashi writes, lo hashem means the following. Hamikra, the pasuk which is mevin lidei malchus, is not the same pasuk that is mevin lidei tashlamin. In other words, trei krayim. One is losana, one is kasha zomam, they're two psukim, and therefore you can have two onshim. So Tosfos Dermaskel Shalom is bothered by the following. That's what Rashi writes. Since they're two psukim, therefore it's mistaber that you're chayiv, and therefore what? And if it was one pasuk, then you would be exempt? That's what it means. Tosfos says, isn't the opposite true? Kolshken, yihavi ksuv v'chad kra. If the Torah were to say, if you do this, you get onish A and B, what, you think you only get A, you think you only get B? Well, of course you get A and B. That's what the pasuk says. When it comes to Motzi Shemra, there's a chi of malchus, there's a chi of tashlumin. You get both. That's a double onish. You get both. If they're two different parshios, no, the Torah doesn't say you get both. The Torah says there's kasha zom. The Torah says there's losane. If both of them come together, so okay, maybe then I'll argue that A could exempt B. Obviously, A will not exempt B if minei uvei, the pasuk says, if you do this, you get a double onesh. So that's what the Ri is bothered by. How can Rashi say that if hamikra mevilei malchus, eino mevilei tashlumin, trei krai, so therefore that's where you should be chayiv twice? The opposite should be true. So Tosfos continues that perhaps you have to understand Rashi is the following. If it's two psukim, ein lanu levato pasuk echad legamri v'kayim ha'acher. If they're two psukim, we have a problem. So which one would prevail? But if it was all based on the same pasuk, for example, they were all based on kasher zomam lasos lachiv, Tosfos says, for example, let's assume that Edom will come forward and say, you know, we were a different city. We saw that this guy was Motzi Shemra Ishto, and the onesh for Motzi Shemra is Mamon and Malchus. And it turns out that those Edom were lying. They weren't in another city. They didn't know that that took place. Maybe one would argue that Ein Lo Kinu Mishalmin. And Tosfos continues and says, no, that's not true. That's not an insufficient biur. Because after all, lo mistaber shluch hayavin mamon malchus v'chi hagavna kevan shiratzo l'chayv ha'shnayim. If they were giving edus that this guy was Motzi Shemra Ishto last year, he never received his onish, and they were attempting to give an onish of mamon malchus, and they are caught now lying of kasha zama, well, of course they're chayav twice. If they wanted to enforce both Mamon and Malchus, of course they're going to get Mamon and Malchus, because that's what Kasha Zoma means. So what's the difficulty? That's against everything, no? It's exactly against what Artosa says. Artosa says that even if both Onshin are a result of Kasha Zoma, of course you apply Kimei Rabinim. How can the Ri say that if your Edus attempted to enforce a double onish and it doesn't happen, of course you're going to get a double onish? That's not true. That's explicitly against. That's against Sanhedrin. That's the Daf Yud. That's what forced the distinction between klapei ha'isha, klapei habal and edei habal. But if it's directed toward one person, of course you apply. Kimnei rabinei. If hevi ha'av edim edim le habal, so in such a case we assume that neherogim ve'ein mesham imamot. In other words, that the Ri is explicitly against what our Tosus proves from the Gemara. So how could that be? So again, our Tosus, in order to answer the Stira, points out that fundamental difference, the Gemara Mufureshes, and one has to distinguish between Kimnei Rabin in cases of Kashazon between directed toward a single individual or two individuals. And isn't that against what the Ri writes in Ksuvos, up from the base of the base? That it's not mistaber that if you're chayiv mamon and malchus because of kasha zamam, that we say just get one, don't get the other. How would you argue according to the chiddush of the Ri? So apparently the answer is as follows. This is what Reb Chaim writes to resolve this kasha, right? Mechdushe graf alashas, right? And Dav Yud. Right, bedin me'ila b'meizik. We discussed that earlier, right, in that context of me'ila, where Reb Chaim points out that within these halachos there is a basic difference between eino loke u'mishalim as opposed to eino meis u'mishalim. How do we know that eino loke u'mishalim? That's the sugin ksuvas and daf amud beis amud beis. That's derived from Dvarim Chafei Vayim bin hakos harosha, where the pasuk says in the context of Malkus kedei rishasa b'nisfar, and that's the drush of the Gemara Risha Achasa Tamechaiva Iyat Tamechaim Ishtei Rishayas. That's the din d'arayis of Ein Elokim Mishamim. What about the halacha of Misa and Mama? That is a very different makor entirely. That we discussed, the Mishnah, for example, in Ksuvas Daf Lamed Vav, if a person is Ma'ane Seinara Besula, but it was Ba'al Bito, well, if you're Chayav Misa, Ba'al Bito, you're Potim and Atashlamin. How do you know that that is true? That the Gemara derives from the parsha of Demei Belodos, Parshas Mishpatim. Only if lo yason, if there is no onish of misa, there's no act of ritzicha, then anosh yanesh, then there's a chiyuv of Demei Belodos. So it is fascinating that these two halachos of eino loke mesham meisa meshalim, they're two sugyas and they're two different parshios. Eino meisa meshalim is Parshas Mishpatim, lo yason, and eino loke mesham is Parshas Kiseitze. That's Kedei Rishasa. And that, Reb Chaim points out, these are two independent halachos, which are not Leo Zebizin. Reb Chaim's Raya is the following, that the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, writes that a person violates the Isser Me'ila B'mezid. The Rambam writes, Loke, there's a chiyuv misa, there's a chiyuv malchus loke from meila, and the mishalei masha paga min hakodesh, and a person has to pay. How can that be? That loke umishalim, isn't that against the principle of eino loke mishalim kedei rishasa? So that's where Reb Chaim develops the following. Right, that's that piece within meila b'meizid. That Me'ila is not a simple Chiyuv Tashlumei Mamot. But rather, right, there is a mitzvah L'shalim L'hektish, but it is not a straight Chiyuv Tashlumei. And Reb Chaim has many rayas to demonstrate that is true. Tashlumei Me'ila is not just simply Tashlumei Mamot. After all, we discussed earlier in the first parash, right? Tosus Navav Madbeis, Shoriyeu Boshor Shal Hektish. Mazik Hektish is not necessarily Chayiv at all. And therefore, Tashlumei Me'ila is a very different type of Chiyuv Tashlumin. The Ktos points out in that very same piece that we discussed, the Kibbe Rabbin, right, the Simon Chavches, that Tashlum Emilah is what's Yisidei Shamayim. Ein Mamashkirin also. Right? Bezin will not be Goven. Right? There's a mitzvah of Tashlum. Right? It is not a Chiyu Tashlum Emamon. And therefore, Chaim points out the following. The halach of Eino Loke Umeshalim, Rishachas Atam Mechaimvo, only dealing with a Rishah HaMasur LeBezdin. Bezdin will only enforce one of two onshin. The Chiyuv Tashlum Me'ila is Latzei Sidei Shamayim. That is not called a Rishah HaMasur LeBezdin. That is not a Rishah HaMasur LeBezdin. And that's what Chaim answered, that Kasha. So it's no stira. The Rambam writes when it comes to Me'ila, the onesh is malchus. There is a mitzvah tashlum in latzei sidei shamayim, but it is not a chiyuv tashlum mamon as the risha masur of the bezdin, and therefore there is not a breach of in aloke u'mishamim. But then Reb Chaim writes the following. That seems to be against the Gemara Sachim and Abchavtes, because there the Gemara is willing to apply the principle of Kimlei Derabbanei to Tashlumei Milah. The case is Ha'ochal Chamesh Shel Hekdesh BePesach. So he eats Chametz of Hekdesh on Pesach. So for Achilas Chametz, there's a Chiyuv Karet. And as we discussed, Rabbi Nechunya Ben Hakana, Os Yom HaKippurim Keshabbos, he's willing to apply Kimlei Derabbanei to a Chiyuv Karet. So if you're chayiv kareis for achilas chametz, you are pater from the tashlumei me'ila. So isn't this explicit that you apply the principle of kimnei derabbanei when it comes to tashlumei me'ila? So how can the Rambam write differently? So Reb Chaim points out exactly this point, that there's a world of difference between them. In the Gemara Masechet Medav Chavtes, you're dealing with a chiyuv kareis. The Rambam, in dealing with the case of Dmei Me'ila, the Isser Me'ila and Tashlumin, is a Chiyuv Malkus. And there's a fundamental difference between Malkus and Mamon as Misa in Mamon. Malkus in Mamon is a Risha HaMasura LeBezdin. And that would not apply to Tashlumei Me'ila. But when it comes to Misa in Mamon, Lo yason anoshi anesh, that's much more than that. In that particular case, Misa is poteres esamamon. There you don't require Risha HaMasuri LeBezdin. And therefore, if one is Chayiv Misa, or one is Chayiv Kareis, according to B'chim and Akana, that will uproot any Chiyuv Tashlumin. Mashenkin, if you have Risha HaSatim HaChayiv, there you're only dealing with the case of that which is Masur LeBezdin. This distinction between the case of Mamon and Misa versus Mamon and Malkus, this is explicit in Tshuvas HaRashba. The Tshuvas HaRashba was asked, this is very relevant to our Gemara, as we'll see, it's in Chela K and Simen Yutes. One of the cases of Kimnei Derabbanei, Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Bey, Simen Aleph, we discussed this before, is the case of Bava Mavteret. Bava Mavteres is Patim in a Tashlumin. Why is that true? Because after all, if a person is Bava Mavteres, Nita Natsilu Banafsho, we have a right to assume that he's tunneling his way in. He will do whatever it takes. He'll even kill the Balabayans. And therefore, you have a right to go in to kill him, Midin Rodin. And the Gemara says the great Chiddush that therefore we apply the principle of Kimnei Derabbanei. That's Kimnei Derabbanei Midin Rodeh. That's what the Rashba writes in Argama. That the Kimnei Derabbanei is not because of Eish Mishum Chitzav directly, it's simply as a result of a Din Rodeh. The Rashba writes that black and white in Argamara. We're willing to apply the principle of Kimnei Derabbanei to Rodeh. If Nitma Tzila B'Nafsha, then yes. That's what our Tosfos just said in terms of squaring the issue of Misin Mamon Lachad and Misin Lezen Mamon Lezen. It's all called Misin Mamon Lachad. Why? Because of Rodev. Nitma Tzila B'Nafsha. So the Rashba was asked the following: how do you apply kumin rani to rodeif? Right, our Teretz Tosfos or the Rashban or Sugya. After all, when it comes to rodeif, is that really risha chasata machayvo? A risha hamasur lebezdin? Isn't rodeif simply a mitzvah satzala? Nitzan hatzila b'nafsho. And if it's not an onesh misas bezdin, so how do you assume that risha chasata machayvo? So the Rashba answered the Makshe by saying, oh, you're confusing two different halachos. The psur of Misa and Mamon is not Rishach HaSata Mechaivo. That's Malkus and Mamon. That's when you require Rishach HaMasur LeBezdin. Misa and Mamon is because Lo Yasam. If there is also, that is sufficient. And that could apply, that could extend to a case of rodeif. Just as Reb Chaim points on the Rambam, she didn't extend to tashlume me'ila, which is not tashlume mama. So certainly it can extend, or it can extend additionally to cases of din rodeif as well. That's what the Rashba writes. One has to realize these completely independent parshios. So Reb Chaim just argues that's the Kiddush of the Ri, right, in light of our Tosfos as well. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us the following: if you're dealing with Misa and Mama, you'll apply Kamei Rabinei, even if both Chiyuvim result from Kasha Zama. How could the Re disagree? And the Re maintain that if both Chiyuvim result from Kasha Zoma, then you'll have to get both? And you will not say that one is sufficient to exempt the other? Reb Chaim points out that's exactly the Teretz. That the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Hevi Ha'aved Mezimei Ha'Baal, is talking about Nisa Emama. Nisa Emama. Where the Misa is Poteres HaSamama. They wanted to have the woman killed. So they will be killed, and that will exempt any Chiyuv Mamon B'Toraseh Sin Ksuva. But the case that the Re was talking about was a very, very different one. Aiden come forward and say that this guy was guilty of being Malti Shemar Ishta. And what is the Chiyuv on this man? Malkus and Mamon. And it turns out those Aiden were lying. Never happened. The guy never did that to his wife. In such a case, that's when the Re says it is not mistabra to argue they should just get one onish, not the other. They're both coming from Kasha Zama. And therefore, even if it's directed toward one person, you will get both onishim. Because if they both flow from Kasha Zama, that's not called Iya Tamachem Mishnei Mishayot. But the Re would never say it about Misin Mama, Misin Mama, and Tartosus. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That Misin Mama Klap Echad, of course it would assume. That then you apply the principle of Kimei B'Rabinei. That's quite an important yisod, that Reb Chaim writes that these two halachos, that Misin Mama, Malkus and Mama, are not the same halach at all. And differences in terms of, as mentioned, whether you require Rishah Masuriya Bezdin, the Chiddush of the Rashba, whether Din Rodeif is sufficient to invoke this Ptur, and Pashup Shat, right, the Re, like the Vartosus. That can you apply these principles to, right, issues of Edim Zayin, so Rabbi Natan's distinction, depends whether it's Klapei Chad or Klapei Trei, and the Re's distinction depends whether it's Malkus and Mammon, as opposed to whether it's the case of, right, Mis and Mammon. The cases are pretty fundamental. We mentioned the Chiddush of the Ran in Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin Zayin, where the Ran writes that one cannot equate issues of Hezek, Din, and Ezekin with Ritzicha. The main theme of the Ran was not Arsuhya. The Ran just brings this as another Nafkamina, The main discussion of the Ran was that Sugin Sanhedrin of Ayin Zayin, when it comes to cases of Kocho and Grama, Koach Sheni, where the Ran made that distinction, commented that there isn't one universal halakha that applies to all cases. That Gemara Sanhedrin of Ayin Zayin Mabein distinguishes between Koach Rishon as opposed to Koach Sheni when it comes to Ritzicha. That if there is a person who drowns as a result of my lifting up the dam, and the person immediately drowns, in such a case, I am considered to be Rotzeah. That is called Koach Rishon. If it is B'Koach Sheni, the Gemara says that is called Grama Ba'alma. Rashi explains the Koach Sheni, I go ahead and let water loose, and the water has to flow and travel and so on, and then eventually, right, the person loses his life. But technically speaking, you would not say that person is chayiv misa b'toras rotzeach. And that is where Tosus and the Ran discuss at length. Right? Do we assume that what is true of nezikin is true of ritzicha, is true of shchita? And how does all of that fit in light of our Gemara, v'esu mishum chitzav and v'esu mishum mamona? Tosus assumes, as we saw earlier in the year, right, that there is one measure. One should not distinguish between a Maisa Adam as opposed to Koach Gavra. According to Tosfos, it's all one halacha. If this act is attributed to you, so in such a case, that attribution is meaningful. Whether it's the Zikin, Ritzich, or Shita, one certainly should not distinguish. And therefore, Tosa says, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan that Eshim is Shem Chitzav, it doesn't only mean that Maisa Adam, it means Koach Gavra, and therefore Eshim is Shem Chitzav is sufficient when it comes to Nezikin, when it comes to Ritzicha, even when it comes to a case of Shita. Tosa is bothered, because the Gemara says that, according to the view of Rav Papa, if Zarak Tzror, you go ahead and throw a rock, if Hochel it's Dadim, it doesn't land straight down, and it kills someone, then you're considered to be Rotzeach. Why is that true? Because the fact that it didn't drop straight down, but rather it veered off, well, obviously that is the result of your koach. And that is considered to be Kocho. So Tosus is bothered. But what do you mean? How is that different from cases of Avno Sakina Maso? A Ruach Mutziyah comes, and it causes it to go ahead and to roll, and you're Chayim Yishamesh. There you can't call that Kocho. And yet, we say Chayim Yishamesh, and according to B'Yochan, Eishim Yisham Chitzav. So doesn't Eishim Yisham Chitzav teach you that you do not require Kocho? And if you put something in place and it's propelled by Ruach Mitzuyah, for that you're considered to be Chayim. So Tosus, he writes the very great Chiddush that, you're right, that correlation is true. Eishim Yishum Chitzav is good for everything. And Rav Papa, who required that the stone that you throw has to veer off to the side, it can't just drop straight down with the gravitational force, that is because Rav Papa is assuming an argamar like Rish Lakish, that Eishim Yishum Amona. So if you hold Eishim Yishum Amona, yes, so you require Kocho just to make it into a Maisa Adam. But if you hold Eishim Yishum Chitzav, that is not true. And Tosus writes explicitly, and the Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph in Sanhedrin, right, that Lo Misdaber L'Chalak Ben Ezekim L'Chitzav Shita. One should not make any distinction in these cases. And we pointed out that this is explicitly against the Ran. Because the Ran writes that Gemara that tells us that there's a difference between Koach Rishon as opposed to Koach Sheni is only within the Parsha of Ritzicha, what we discussed in the Sugya Basami Karabasar Taramana. What is true of Nezikin is not necessarily true of Ritzicha. Ritzicha requires a Meister Ritzicha, which is Machmas Kocho, not just simply Machmas So, but Machmas Kocho. It's not enough to set up, but you have to propel. And in such a case, anything short of that is not considered to be a Meister Ritzicha. And therefore the Ran writes, for a case of koach sheni, of course you're chayiv for hezek, you're just potter mimritzicha. In other words, that just because something is called a maisa adam does not mean that that is called koach gavra. And then the Ran adds the words uleinyan eishonami. And the same is true when it comes to eish. Afogad mishum chitzavu. And therefore you're chayiv bedalid dvarim, but nonetheless lo mechayiv misa. You can't be called a rotzeach because of eish mishum chitzav. Right? The most we could say is you're chayiv bedalid dvarim. As the Gemara tells us explicitly on Chav Gimel, Ika Beinayu, Dalid Varim. For Dalid Varim, it has to be Adam Hamazik, not Mamon Hamazik. That's not true when it comes to a case of Ritzing. So take a look in the piece in Rav Chaim. Right, this is found in Hilchos Shchenim, Perek Yin Aleph, Halacha Aleph. What Rav Chaim discusses these halachos, Maisa Adam as opposed to Koach Gavra. Discusses, right, the Shita Sarabban at length. And then we have to answer just simply the most basic question, what does the Ran do with our Gemara? Do you really mean to assume that there's no Chiyuv Misa B'Torah Srotzeach? How can that be? As the Gemara says, that you're Potem in Hamama. So take a look also in the Chedushi Hadriz, it's found in Yilchos Srotzeach, Per Gimel Halacha Yudbeis, it's a Sandaf Ayin, the Ramasko Vihinei. That's where the Briskarav makes that ha'ara, that our Gemara is not as explicit as you think. Our Gemara does not say that Kimnei Ravnei applies because of Eishem Mishum Chitzav. All our Gemara says is Kimnei Ravnei applies if you're dealing with the case of Heitzis Begufo Shlevet. Heitzis Begufo Shlevet is absolute Ritzicha. But when the Gemara was dealing with Eishem Mishum Chitzav, the Gemara did not say all the Gemara said is that you're potter min hamama. Well, why then are you potter min hamama if it's not because, right, there is a chiyuv misa b'torah srotzeach? So take a look, the shayg is, right, bases the Torah on something which is completely different. If you're the Eishim Yishum Chitzah. So take a look at the piece of Reb Chaim, of the Shchein, the piece of the Griz, and take a look at them, the Chedushi HaRashba, that invokes the din of the Torah.